Words of Wisdom by the Buddha, extracted from the Dhammapada verses on avoiding all evil, do good and purify the mind via having the right view with regards to the law of karma. Verse 1. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises from the mind. So if one speaks, acts, and thinks with a wicked or unwholesome mind, then suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof of the ox. Verse 2. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Everything arises from the mind. So if one speaks, acts, and thinks with a pure or wholesome mind, then happiness will follow one like the shadow that never leaves him.
So this Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, like I explained yesterday, these are the twin words. The first two, the Buddha want you to understand. Because under the five daily contemplation, the last one is that we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, condition supported by our karma. And you are what you are because of karma. So if you don't take care of karma, you will get into trouble. So these twin words explain that. He said, if you know that karma is so important, and mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, when mind arise, all things arise, you must take care of mind. Means what? You must avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. Follow the advice of the Buddha. But if you choose to be heedless, then you will act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that will condition your suffering like the wheel that follows the hoof of the oxen's car. So now you understand. Dhammapada was one, you are heedless, you don't follow his advice, you don't develop heedfulness, you suffer. Then, to free from suffering, you choose Dhammapada verse 2. Knowing that, the same heading, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So we choose to take care of mind, means develop heedfulness. If we act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then what happened? Happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leaves you. So life is so simple, so easy to choose, understand? No? You hold the key to your own destiny. So choose wisely, choose to be happy, understand? No? Avoid Dhammapada verse 1, and train yourself to be heedful, to develop Dhammapada verse 2. Is that difficult? But the question is, you think everybody is stupid? Why is it so many people don't know how to choose and develop the suffering and the misery? You mean they don't know how to choose? What do you think? Yeah? Before you know the Dhamma, you also don't know how to choose, isn't it? You also get yourself entangled because you don't know this teaching, understand? Now this teaching makes it so clear to you, you somehow choose not to train your mind and prefer to go back to the heedless way of living life. It's your choice. Like the Buddha said, no one help you but yourself, no one may and no one will. Remember this Buddhist hymn, means you must walk the path yourself. Buddha merely showed the way. Can remember? This one when I was in the Uni Buddhist Society, I think almost 40 years ago, I sing one. I like the lyrics because there is a very beautiful song composed by Victor V, if I'm not wrong. Buddha merely showed the way. You think the Buddha is not compassionate enough? He can make everybody enlightened. Do you think he won't? Huh? He will, isn't it? But this is not something that he can. Because within the conditioned world, He can only teach you, show you the way. It's like Xuan Hua always tell me, my refuge teacher, 个人吃饭，个人饱。我在说了。You hungry, you ask people to eat for you. Can you develop the fullness? He who eat, receive the food and feel the lack of hunger. But if you don't eat, means you don't cultivate, how can you realize the Dhamma to free your mind? Okay? So with this, hopefully, yeah, you all can develop the adhittana, or the zeal, the intent to go this way, so that you can strive on with heedfulness and never look back. Because this is something you need in life. Without this, life after life, you come miserable, I tell you. Please, wake up. Sacrifice one life, a few months or a few years, go all out and do it. Then all your future coming taken care of. Not worth it. You still want to wait till approaching death only, I should have listened to Brother Teo. That time you talk to yourself. Like the Buddha sing, no one help you but yourself. No one may and no one will.
No one can and no one may.
Oh, no one can and no one may. Yeah, I got it. So, don't regret after that. At the time when you're about to pass away, your consciousness are very weak, then only you remember this song. Too bad. But don't worry. As Kayamita, you have affinity, you have the condition. You just have to determine.